This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It's time now for the Brinkouter Home Highlight. And each and every Friday morning, we take a little look into the real estate business with our good friends. And we do have a home highlight we're going to get to, but we have a brand new division of Brinkouter. Tom, and you guys are always just constantly moving forward.
Well, you can't sit on your hands, Brian. You got to, provide the service that that you think's needed out there, and we've been doing this for a little bit now, but we're ready to announce it kind of publicly that we've started a property management division that's being headed up by Joe Pat Doolin, who's doing a fantastic job with that, and with that division we have a maintenance full-time maintenance person that we can do maintenance if we sell a house and it needs a little few things done. We can do those repairs. And I'm really, really excited to let everybody know that we have hired Joe Hycock as our construction manager in the remodel and repair division. We're even doing remodels. We're doing a whole house remodel right now, and I couldn't be happier to have Joe on board. You know Joe from our childhood. He's got an excellent reputation.
Good guy.
He's meticulous. Couldn't have got a better person to head that up for us.
Well, this is fantastic. Nick, I'll explain it this way. It's the same thing in our world as is your world, as is every world. People are doing more, but they want to do business with fewer. Right. Back in the 1980s, we would have had a sales staff that worked for Y103 and a sales staff that worked for 95Q and a sales staff that worked for WSOY. And now advertisers are doing more advertising but want to work with fewer people. They don't want 9 salespeople calling on them. You talk about anything in the home business, you guys have to be there, because any of those needs, if you can represent that and address that, then it's a one-stop shop for people.
It really is. And on the real estate sales side of things, we get a contract, we get an inspection, we get a repair addendum. You need to have these 3-4 things repaired prior to closing. And now we kind of control that service. If the client wants to use our repair division, repair and remodel division, they can certainly do that. And then we control the quality of that service, and we control when it gets done. Sometimes it's hard, and Stacy can tell you this because Stacy's, an active.
Stacy, I'm going to need you to get that microphone actually in front of you. There you go.
Stacy's an active salesperson. And she knows how hard it is sometimes to get things done before closing.
Right. And so when you're working directly with, you want to be the answer person, right? You want to be absolutely, yes, we can do that.
Right.
This kind of cuts out some of those middle levels.
Yes. And it's so nice to be able to provide that service to our clients to say, hey, do you need drywall work done? Or when you're getting ready to list a house, walk around the house and figure out the things that need to be done before it gets sold. And so... it is such a nice division to be able to have for our clients.
And those little things make a huge impact in the brain when somebody's looking at something. It may not be that much expense, but that flaw can keep people from totally buying in when looking at a house, right?
Yeah. And the great thing, Brian, is you can have a house where the inspector says, you need to replace these 5 windows in this house. Joe Hycock is highly qualified to do that. I mean, we can bring Joe in and say, hey, Joe, we need these windows replaced. We need it done by the first of the month.
Yeah.
And we control that. And it I just think it makes our service even better.
Well, adding on and building and building. And you're always one of it's interesting because Nick and I had taught a little course to 30 organizations at the Arts Council through the Community Foundation this week. And we do this internally in our own company, that user experience. And you guys always think about the user experience. Yeah, and companies often get... I don't think they do it intentionally. They get too back end. They get too on our end of the business, and they forget about what the user end experience is like. And you guys constantly concentrate on that very thing.
Yeah, a good example of that would be our website.
Yeah.
When we design those websites and we make changes to the website, it is totally for the customer experience. There's a huge back end that we use on that people don't see, but that website is designed for the end user to be able to find what they want to find quickly. And when they go to our website, they're looking for houses.
Yep.
So we make it easy for them to find houses.
All right. We're going to do a quick break. We come back here. Stacy's property. Wow, what a beautiful place we're going to talk about today. And what do we have up for grabs? $25 gift card to Rural King.
Go get
some popcorn. Do a little shopping. Take care of yourself.
Project coming up. So
All right.
Am I not on?
No, you're turned way down. I have only any idea why. All right. We'll do the break, and when we get back here, we'll tell you about number 2 Parsons Lane in Decatur, Illinois. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, we've got some increasing clouds, a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 61. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:52.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the 3rd annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
Just in time for back-to-school shopping, the Brasshorn family is opening our newest store, Brasshorn Kids. For your sweet little newborns to your active tweens, Brasshorn Kids will be your new spot for the cutest clothing and gifts. Brasshorn Kids is conveniently located next to Brasshorn 2 in downtown Decatur, and the same familiar faces will be there to help you find exactly what you need. We owe everything to this community that has helped our businesses grow, and we are so excited to now offer something for the kids. Can't wait to see you at the Brasshorn, Brasshorn 2, and now at Brasshorn Kids.
Your eye color, freckles, even your hairline are all inherited from your parents. Did you know cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so change in your vision may appear subtle. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We individualize treatment plans to discover the best path to the clarity you deserve. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here with an unbelievable piece of property to talk about with the Brinkotter Home Highlight. You can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page and check it out. We got a $25 gift card to Rural King. All you have to do is like, comment, feel free to share. And in the studios with us today, Ryan and Tom and Stacey Doolin with the Doolin Group. Where is Park Place?
So to Parsons Lane.
Parsons Lane. I'm sorry. What did I say? We've had like Michael Sexton in too much, clearly.
So to Parsons Lane is up near, it's on the north side of town.
Okay.
So if you take MacArthur over by First Christian Church, right behind Parsons Elementary.
Right.
You would never know it's back there.
It's kind of nice tucked away, private, yeah.
About almost 3.69 acres of just private tree-lined property, a pond back there. It's like a little retreat that you never knew existed.
Very cool. Give me some of the highlights here.
It's a gorgeous property. It is 4 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, over 6,800 square feet. So when I walked through it, I literally felt like I was at a resort.
Yeah.
The
pool and the pond. I mean, you got like several sources of just outdoor water entertainment, right?
Absolutely. All the windows in the back, it's just a wall of windows, and you sit there and you overlook the property that has the pond in the back and then a beautiful pool. There's a deck that has a bar and a nice seating area. And then the downstairs has a bar and a nice seating area. So it's perfect for entertaining, plenty of space. The kitchen is phenomenal, high-end everything, Wolf appliances, commercial grade appliances, Sub-Zero. I mean, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Nothing that is not high-end in this home.
This is spectacular. When was it built?
It was built in 1977.
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is they have above the garage a finished area that they used for their grandkids to play in, and it's separate from the house. So you'd go out of the house through the garage, and then above the garage, it's finished. It's heated and cooled. It has plumbing, and you can use it for that purpose, for kids to kind of get away. Or I thought also you could use it as an in-law suite.
Sure.
It's got plumbing there, so you could, you know, have a little retreat for your guests, you know, when they come. It's just so many possibilities in this house. It does have a master on main. So very convenient for that. And then two bedrooms upstairs and two bedrooms down.
It is pristine, Brian.
Absolutely.
You go in this place, it is meticulously maintained. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I think what's the location and everything too can be a little misleading, but it is flush green behind this house. I mean, it's amazing how much forest there is back there.
No, it looks like a private park.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's totally so private.
I grew up in Montgomery Hills, and we used to play in those woods back there behind Parsons. And I'm a little nostalgic about this house. It's just extremely interesting and unique. And
Ryan's getting verklempt. We want you to go to Facebook right now and like, comment for free to share. This is amazing. I had no idea this was back there.
It is. It's a beautiful property, and the location is, it's really perfect. Because you can get on 72 and just head to Champaign or Springfield, hop on 51, go to Bloomington. You're right there near the mall, restaurants, everything you need. So it's a great location.
It's gorgeous. How do people find out more? I mean, they can obviously click on the link on our Facebook page right now. But if they want to see it in person, because I feel like you need to see this in person. As great as the pictures are, the drones, all that, you probably really need to see this with your own two eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, obviously, brinkhotter.com, we've got great pictures on there for 2 Parsons Lane. You can call us at the Doolin Group, 217-330-5775.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.